The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Live your life so your values overwhelm the situation.
If you're going to draft a 19-year-old, deal with it. You deal with it.
I try and find some love for my pride. That just ain't enough to go around.
Back to basics. Underground. Jane's Addiction. More sports. Welcome one. Welcome all. I love you. You know I mean it. Today's More Sports Podcast. Brought to you by my man Steve, Sparky the Mailman in Ohio. Hey, Steve. I love you, buddy. You know that, right? Hope you know that. I did Rock on the Range in Columbus, Ohio. My man Steve came all the way out, just sat in my little trailer with me while like Megadeth and Dave Mustaine were out there kicking ass. We just hung out. I don't even know who the other people in the trailer were. A couple comics I know. There's like 15 people in there. Okay, are we all getting naked or what? Steve's a married man. He can't fool around. I'm a married man. I can't fool around. Then I was like, everybody out. I think I wound up leaving my own trailer, which I do all the time. Dressing rooms, I wind up getting squeezed out. Anyway, at Sparky the Mailman brings you this episode of More Sports. Thank you, buddy. That keeps it free. It's the best way you can help this and the More Stories podcast. Go to jmore.com. Click through to Amazon if you're shopping at Amazon. JJ just made an Amazon purchase. Clicking the banner at jmore.com. We need some refrigerator filters to keep the water and ice clean and purified. The water here is harder than a jar full of jawbreakers. Oh, boy. The purchase wasn't Sarah Brady big, but every bit counts. A few silver pieces towards Trash Trucks College, and everybody wins. Hope you can make it to Cincinnati sometime. Regards, Steve at Sparky the Mailman. Hey, Steve, I love you, buddy. You're a great dad, and he is a great dad. He's got a great kid, man. I admire you, brother. Pittsburgh Steelers did something cool. I'm going to talk about the douchebaggery of the Texas Rangers. Well, let's just get right into that. I don't know if you know this or not, but it's the fucking end of days in Houston. There's flooding, and it's bad. There was a fucking shark going up the freeway. It sounds like Dennis Miller, but there's a fucking leopard shark going up the freeway. You know, Padre Island. No, there was like a shark on the freeway. Maybe that was a hoax, but I saw that shit with my eyes. It is awful. People are dying. This is Katrina style. Like, this is a deplorable, awful, awful situation. Federal emergency, it's all declared, up, running, and we're moving forward. We're going to help Houston, all of us, right? Unless you own the Texas Rangers, then you're just a fucking scumbag. The Houston Astros reached out to the Texas Rangers and said, hey, we're underwater. We don't want to swim and play baseball at the same time. Can we switch this weekend with a weekend later in September with you? And the Rangers said, sure, except we don't ever play at your stadium. You just play games here so we get the revenue. And the Astros tried to make their case. No, you don't understand. We just flip weekends. We play some home games in your stadium and you play home games in our stadium. And the Rangers said, sure, except we don't ever go to your stadium. And then the Astros said, go fuck yourself, and took to Twitter, and that's how we all know about it. Good. Open the garage door. Sesame. The Rangers are going to have to concede to this. If you can pay Prince Fielder in fucking pork chops, you can switch a goddamn weekend with a city that is reeling with a tragedy the likes of which we've never seen since Noah. Okay? This is so amazing. If you want to know who a scumbag is, let there be a national disaster. Because, I'm going to explain this very well. People panic. What do you do when you panic? You either get your shit together, you help out, or you're part of the problem. My friend Sam Sheridan wrote a great book, The Disaster Diaries, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It. And he took every end of the world scenario, and he lived it. So if like there's an ice age, he went up to Hudson Bay. He just had sled dogs and lived in a goddamn igloo for like 6 months. Personally, I think Sam needs to have his head examined. But it's a great book. So what are you going to do when the end of days comes? Well, I'm going to get a fucking gun and I'm going to steal food from everybody. Well, then you're a part of the problem. You see what I mean? Or you need antibiotics, you need a bug out bag, you need 200 gallons of water. Yeah, you could have a gun, but you're going to go rob people. My point is this. When the shit hit the fan, the Texas Rangers were the guy in his goddamn bunker saying, get out, waving the gun around. Instead of, okay, I can help you guys, let's meet. The Houston Astros were just, they don't have a place to play baseball. It's under fucking water. Joel Osteen, that fucking charlatan with big giant John Elway teeth, closed his 16,000 seat church. People couldn't go in there. There's a fucking mattress factory down the street, literally letting people in to sleep so they don't die. And this fucking jacktooth asshole's like, hey, sorry, closed. Don't know. Now he's open, of course, because he took a beating on Twitter. Texas Rangers are not going to switch series with the Houston Astros. That will change. I promise you, there's no other way. Major League Baseball could say, hey, you must switch games. They can do whatever they want. I mean, the All-Star game ended in a tie 1 year. So, no bueno. Be the helper. Find the heart. Can't find the heart? Be the heart. Or be the heart. If you can't be the heart, find the heart. The Pittsburgh Steelers traded for Vance McDonald, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers. It's a pretty neat pickup for the Steelers. For Sixburg. It's essentially, if I got this right, they traded a fourth round pick for a fifth round pick, and they get McDonald. They get the tight end. Is that right? Or they traded a fifth round pick and get a fourth round pick, and they get McDonald. Bottom line is, they move 20 spots in the draft, and they get a tight end that can play right now for the fucking Steelers. Steelers, it's amazing how some teams get good, stay good, and never get bad. When was the last time the Steelers sucked? Never. Like, what, last year with no Marquise Pouncey? Pouncey twins be gay! Holy shit, I never told you guys this story. Back when I was guest hosting Jim Rome years and years ago, there was a defensive end at Ole Miss. I don't remember his name. I just know on Twitter, he was the biggest shit talker I've ever seen in my life, and he was fascinating, but he got hurt, and he's out of football. If this guy went pro, it was like following the Iron Sheik. I'd fuck your ass, sister motherfucker. Iran, number one. This defensive end from Ole Miss, when the Pouncey twins were drafted, the one got drafted by the Steelers, the center, Marquise Pounce. They jump up, they kiss each other, but it was an awkward kiss. They're twin brothers. And they kissed on the lips, which is nothing. Who cares? And this fucking guy tweets, Pouncey twins be gay! Exclamation point. And then this next tweet was like a minute later. Ought to have day ass whoop walking up with fucking snow bunnies. LOL, LOL. Like, yeah, they're married. One of them's married to a white lady. Let's beat the shit out of them. Woo! Man, who the fuck was that guy? I don't know. Steelers got a tight end. They got another toy for Ben Roethlisberger. Steelers are incredible. This is like one of the best run organizations in any sport. The Patriots being the, you cannot top this, period. You cannot run an organization better than the Steelers are run unless you're the New England Patriots. You can't.
It's perfect. Guys leave, guys come back, you know, guys retire. Look at the 49ers. Like, you had a kid from Wisconsin, plays 1 year in the NFL and goes, okay, I'm good, I'm done. It's like, where the fuck are you going? They got to rebuild, do their whole thing. They lose a Kaepernick. They got a deal and the burp and the Bill Cosby and the Jello and the pudding and the burp and the burp. Steelers are fascinating and they're going to be fantastic. Le'Veon Bell, he's going to be a Steeler running back. He's going to start. He's going to be fine. I just think these guys, when it comes to him, Aaron Donald on the Rams, ugh. I think sometimes they're just like, I don't fucking feel like it. I don't want to go to Albany, New York in the humidity and run around like some asshole. I'm in shape because there's no offseason anymore. The Cleveland Browns are listening to offers for Hayden, Joe Hayden. They're, hey, guess that? Same draft as Pouncey. Because when Hayden was drafted, that defensive end from Ole Miss said, his ear looked like motherfucking envelopes. I swear to God, all this is true. Somebody's going to find this fucking guy's Twitter account. He was a defensive end for Ole Miss, and he hurt his leg and didn't play anymore. But he said, Pouncey twins be gay, and Joe Hayden ears look like fucking envelopes. That's what he... if you find this guy, it's a treasure chest. Do it for me. Do it. Do it. Do it. Browns are looking to trade Joe Hayden. Yeah. You should have traded Joe Thomas when you had the chance. You could have gotten a fucking jackpot. But what, are you going to get more picks? Jeez Louise. Who's got more? Every year, the Colts, the Titans, and the Browns got like 11 picks. There's only 7 rounds. Somehow they got 11 picks every year. The Browns, I don't think, are really going to be atrocious. DeShone Kizer is going to be the starting quarterback. And they just said, fuck it. We're all in with this kid from Notre Dame who wasn't that good. Now everybody's coming out of the woodwork saying DeShone Kizer was their number one quarterback on their board. They're fucking lying. Show me your board, asshole, because you're lying. There is no way anybody had him above DeShone Watson. It's stupid. Just stop. Stop telling me he was your number one quarterback on your board because he wasn't that great at Notre Dame. It's impossible. But the Browns, they like what they see. And I've seen the guy, too, in the preseason games. And I went, you know what? This guy's got some pocket awareness. He's got a fucking cannon on him. He's pretty accurate. And he made some throws on the run that impressed the hell out of me. So why DeShone Watson is not starting for the Texans, I have no idea. And why you would draft Pat Mahomes if you have Alex Smith, Chiefs, doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Alex Smith had a 70% completion percentage last year. You know, oh, it was great, Alex. Here's a guy to take your job. Go on, enjoy yourself. I don't get it. But the Browns got a quarterback, finally. 18 years, they got a quarterback. Will it matter? Yes, it will. Corey Coleman healthy. It's a lot of guys. Like, the Browns have a very unique problem. I can't believe I'm talking about the fucking Browns this long. Jesus Christ, I hate this shit. At least I'm not talking about the Jets. What's to talk about? The Browns have a unique problem is that as you draft so many people, they can't all possibly make the roster. They're going to have to make some cuts, baby. I got my division winners, my long shots here, right? AFC Titans coming out. I think it's like plus 1,500 if you bet that. And the Buccaneers NFC, I think, is like plus 1,500 as well. That's what I... Those are my long shots. I got them winning their divisions, too. I love the Titans. I love Marcus Mariota a lot. Not as much as Mike in Fresno. What's up?
I do the bumper repair. Let me give you an estimate on that front one.
Oh, no, I'm on my way there. Thanks a lot. Fucking guy goes, you need bumper repair. I'll give you an estimate on that one. And I let him go. I should have had the guy, but I got you guys right here. All right, so what do we know? Broncos are having trade talks about TJ Ward. Bad news. You don't want TJ Ward going anywhere. I don't understand why you would let T.J. Ward go if you're the Broncos. But then, again, I was wrong about Paxton Lynch. Apparently, Trevor Siemian, whose last name literally means monkey, is the answer. I was wrong. Paxton Lynch is hurt and he's out. So, there you have most of the news of the day. I want to thank again Steve Sparky the Mailman. Thank you, buddy boy, for bringing us this exclusive More Sports content. If you guys are happy with your exclusive content, you would help me out if you just tweeted it. Hey, I love my exclusive content. Not as much as Matthew Stafford loves $153 fucking million dollars and he's worth every goddamn penny. You heard me. Matthew Stafford, the richest player in the history of the NFL. Matthew Stafford, $132 million, 5 years. It's about $28 million a year, $27.5 a year. He's worth every penny. How could you say that? He's not Aaron Rodgers. He never won anything. No, you got to understand something. When they signed Joe Flacco, when the Ravens signed Joe Flacco to like $21, $22 million a year, everybody thought they were fucking batshit crazy. Nobody's talking about Joe Flacco's contract now. Nobody cares. The prices go up all the time. What you're paying for, like the Baltimore Ravens, and I'll circle this back to the Lions, but the Baltimore Ravens are paying for is not only a quarterback that's good, not above average, but very good. He is Joe Flacco, he is very good. But you're also paying that extra money. I'm never going to have to say the word quarterback in the fucking draft room again. For 10 years, I'm set. Think of how many quarterbacks the Ravens had. So, $135 million for Matthew Stafford. You know what? This guy's taking a lot of shit. Look up his stats. The guy's good. He's really good. Yeah, why don't you look up his stats, JJ? So, it's worth every penny because the Detroit Lions are never going to have to worry about who the quarterback is. Matthew Stafford is not like a as many interceptions as touchdowns guy. No. His first year in the league was an abomination, but don't kid yourself. He's a good quarterback. I'd say he's a great quarterback. I will. I just did. More sports. Love you guys.
Peace.
Just me in since I was Eddie Harris. Eating crazy cheese like you would make.